This is the human test. A test to see if you are a human. Please raise your hand if something applies to you. Are we agreed? Yes? Then let's begin. Have you ever eaten a booger long past your childhood? It's okay, it's safe here. Have you ever made a small, weird sound when you remembered something embarrassing? Have you ever purposely lowercased the first letter of a text in order to come across as sad or disappointed? Okay. Have you ever ended a text with a period as a sign of aggression? Okay. Period. Have you ever laughed or smiled when someone said something shitty to you and then spent the rest of the day wondering why you reacted that way? Yes. Have you ever seemed to lose your airplane ticket 1,000 times as you walked from the check-in to the gate? Yes. Have you ever put on a pair of pants and then much later realized that there was a loose sock smushed up against your thigh? Good. Have you ever tried to guess someone else's password so many times that it locked their account? Have you ever had a nagging feeling that one day you will be discovered as a fraud? Yes, it's safe here. Have you ever hoped that there was some ability you hadn't discovered yet that you were just naturally great at? Have you ever broken something in real life and then found yourself looking for an undo button in real life? Have you ever misplaced your TED badge and then immediately started imagining what a 3-day Vancouver vacation might look like? Have you ever marveled at how someone you thought was so ordinary could suddenly become so beautiful? Have you ever stared at your phone smiling like an idiot while texting with someone? Have you ever subsequently texted that person the phrase, "I'm staring at the phone, smiling like an idiot"? Have you ever been tempted to and then gave in to the temptation of looking through someone else's phone? Have you ever had a conversation with yourself and then suddenly realized you're a real asshole to yourself? Has your phone ever run out of a battery in the middle of an argument and it sort of felt like the phone was breaking up with both of you? Have you ever thought that working on an issue between you was futile because it should just be easier than this, or this is supposed to happen just naturally? Have you ever realized that very little in the long run just happens naturally? Have you ever woken up blissfully and suddenly been flooded by the awful remembrance that someone had left you? Have you ever lost the ability to imagine a future without a person that no longer was in your life? Have you ever looked back on that event with the sad smile of autumn and the realization that futures will happen regardless? Congratulations. You have now completed the test. You are all human.
This is Mags, and I did check. I wanted to make sure nobody was listening to the stream, and nobody was, so I decided that I would come on and talk about something that I didn't get a chance to talk about last week. Last episode. I started out with Z Frank's Are You Human? Which is a TED Talk. And me, J.C. Little, the animated woman who we interviewed on Chaotic Ravings, I was talking to her and I said, I was wondering, because I'd been watching some TED Talks, like, had she ever given one? And she said she hadn't. I think she's working toward it. But then she told me that a lot of people see TED Talks as something anybody can do. It used to be a select group of people, or you needed X credentials to do it. And it doesn't seem that way anymore. It seems like if you have a good pitch, you can be on it. Well, that's. I mean, let's be honest. Nobody's going to want to go to a convention consistently if it's the same people or the same things. You're going to have to mix it up. You're going to have to give it a little bit of levity every now and then. It can't just be all serious shit. Look at the amazing meeting with James Randi. There's people in there all the time. They've had the Mythbusters. They have Penn and Teller, which are known to not take things as serious. So, hold on. Ah, nuts. I'm typing in the wrong screen. Trying to. I actually have a visitor in Second Life, which is kind of surprising. It's somebody I've never seen before. But getting back to the topic. As far as Z Frank's Are You Human test, now he's had two of them before, and they're both kind of comedic. And they're neat, but they seem to me to be atypical presentation. They've got slides that he's got hitting points that he wants to get to, and while it's good, I just don't really see it as interesting. Maybe that's me. This really hits me because it's, and I like things like this that take, like I was saying with the slash American thing that seems to be dividing everybody. I like this because it says you can be whatever you want, but there are little things we all share in common. And being Z Frank, he knows how to do it. He starts out humorous and ever so slightly delves into a little darker territory. And you can hear on some of them the laughs. And you can kind of picture that those laughs are getting a little more nervous. And I like that. So, oh my God, they just said that my place is well known? Huh, I didn't know that. I don't get anybody here. Sorry. This is all live, folks. I didn't ex I figured I'll just sit up here and I'll chat and nobody will come in, and I think I've got somebody outside who may come in too. But I just love the fact that he doesn't go for the easy way out. He doesn't just say, "Well, this is what I think, and if you agree with these things, then you might be human or not." No, he comes in like a clinical psychologist. Very deep voice, very emotionless. He's an SAT tester. He's coming in, he's going to ask you questions. He's going to want you to give a means of response, and then he is going to submit his work based on those responses. I like that. Going from "Have you ever picture eaten a booger after your childhood?" to "Have you ever been hit so hard by feeling lost that it makes your world want to stop because you can't imagine life without them?" That's a hell of a spectrum. And he pulls it off because he does it slowly. He doesn't just say, "Well, have you done this? Have you done this?" He leads you into it, and I think that's why I like it. I'll drop the stream, but I didn't know if I'd be able to fit this on Audioboo, and I couldn't play the audio anyway, so back to your music or whatever you're listening to.